Jesus is visiting in the home of Mary and Martha. Martha is busy in the kitchen, preparing a meal, being a good hostess, and trying to make everything just right for their guest. Mary, in the meanwhile, is sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to him, praying with him, which provokes real anxiety on Martha's part. Martha is one of those who keeps lists of things to do and who focuses on the important, the necessary things in life constantly, perhaps neglecting a perfect moment when Jesus is in her home, in which she too could sit at his feet and listen to him, pray with him, deepen her relationship with him. We all need to be prayerful as well as active. We need to ground all of our activities in a relationship with God so that no matter where we are or what we are doing, we remain in touch with the Lord. It strikes me that Martha's problem wasn't that she was such a good hostess, which she was, but her problem was that she allowed anxiety and impatience to overtake her as she exercised her gifts as a hostess. Writer of Ecclesiastes tells us that there's a time for every purpose under heaven. And for Martha, the day that Jesus was teaching in her own home might have been a perfect time for her to worry a little less about supper and feeding her guests, and to think a little more about allowing herself to be fed spiritually at the feet of the Lord. When we are fed spiritually, we can accomplish our daily tasks with a sense of peace rather than frenzy or desperation. We can take those moments to calm our mind, to free it to think, and to free us in our lives to better serve God. For when we achieve a balance between doing and reflecting, then we know that we truly are giving the glory to Him.